Sophie, I think, from my perspective, was someone who was very driven, passionate, and also compassionate about the pets that she was using, that she was working with. I'd also say Sophie had a great sense of humour. She loved her colleagues, and since that time, we've heard that she was even supporting colleagues herself who might have had some mental health challenges, and she was very supportive of that. So, you know, overall, Cassie, I think I've got to say I'm so proud of my daughter, Sophie. And, yeah, we don't want any other parents to go through what we've had to go through.
Absolutely. And what sort of pressure do you think Sophie came under as a vet?
Well, look, the first thing I want to say is that she loved being a vet. And so that's the really interesting thing about this. So, so she loved the profession and she loved her colleagues. But the things that really put pressure on Sophie was the fact that she would have to work long hours. She would have to cover for other vets because, as people know now, there's a shortage of vets. So she would sometimes have to go from one shift to another shift. It kind of really took over her life. So there was no really a work-life balance that she was able to create. So I think that was the main. And then the other thing that really did actually upset her was that a lot of clients might actually be demanding. And in fact, in some cases, they were abusive. And she did find that really difficult to handle.
Since Sophie's death, you were moved to find out more about what's going on in the industry, and I understand you actually surveyed veterinarians. What sort of information came through that, and how did it relate to what Sophie went through as well?
So, we decided that we would actually do our own survey. The Australian Veterinary Association had done a mental wellness survey, which we think had some very good results, but a larger proportion of respondents were 35 years and older. And we were actually interested to find out from younger vets what kind of experiences they were having. And we had about a 60% response was from people 35 and under. The kind of things they said to us, were, again, the number one thing that they said is, please see if we can do something about the abusive clients and the negative interactions that we have, because it's much more pervasive in the industry than a lot of us ever would imagine. Poor pay came up quite often as well. And then another issue that did come up, which was interesting, was they were talking about that the culture within some workplaces were not as good as they thought it could be. So, and that put pressure on them as well. They weren't, I don't think, confident to be able to talk about, say, things like mental health. There was still a stigma about that in the industry. So that was some of the other things that came up as well.
You have now launched this We're Only Human campaign. What are you trying to achieve with that?
So, again, in order to be true to the people that took time to respond to our survey, we wanted to do something that they were saying they thought was necessary. So the number one issue was this client abuse. So that's why we're focusing initially on this We're Only Human part of the campaign. And what we're trying to do there is that we're trying to hopefully educate people about some of the challenges that the industry does have. Also, we want to change some of the misperceptions that are in the industry as well. And to do that, what we've done is that there will be a poster that will go out to every clinic in Australia, and we're hoping that will be done before the end of June. On that poster is a QR code, which takes you to where we want you to take the pledge. And what we mean by that is that actually takes people through four simple steps to explain some of these challenges and misperceptions. And then at the very end, we ask people to pledge to support this industry by being polite and respectful in all interactions that they might have. So, and I'm pleased to say that we've started this in around that lunchtime yesterday, we've now got over 1,000 people pledging to do that, and we want that to grow.
One of the biggest drivers of this, as you've outlined, client abuse, is bill shock, and obviously there isn't a Medicare-like subsidy for the treatment of animals. So while a human, say, ACL that needs to be fixed, a lot of that is subsidised by the government in the way that the same surgery in an animal wouldn't be. How do you think a subsidy or some sort of Medicare could work for animals, and do you think it's necessary?
Well, absolutely. Well, there are two ways in which we can address the bill shock issue, I guess. One is to actually change people's perceptions about the costs associated with delivering this expert care. And really we're requiring now this 22nd century high quality care that's been provided by the vet industry. So I think one of the areas would be just simply, and what we're trying to do by the campaign is to say to people, when you buy your pets, don't forget that if they're seriously ill and they need some treatment and long-term treatment by vets, that could cost you significant amounts of money. So I guess in one respect, we want to say that this is not expensive. This is actually what it costs to deliver this kind of service. But we're also interested in talking to government about whether, in fact, a basic pet insurance might be part of the registration process. And that's still to be explored in further detail, but that might also alleviate this bill shock because some of these costs might be covered under this pet insurance. It's also potentially, at the moment, owning a pet is really a privilege, but the number of people within Australia who actually own pets is quite high. In fact, I think it's the highest in the world. And so are we coming to a point where it's not a privilege anymore, it's actually a right? And therefore, do we need to be looking at some basic form of, I'll call it vet care? Do we need to be looking at something like that, which would actually provide some subsidy so that the cost is not as high as it is at the moment?